What's going on, guys? Welcome to our first day podcast episode 103!
Translation FPT podcast number 103.
Recorded live on November 3, 2016 with me.
That was November 3rd.
With me, I have the lovely, the beautiful, the... couldn't actually send us video in Skype because...
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey,
Brian,
nice to
everybody.
Be back.
And then
I was gonna have a song prepared, but I didn't have the video, and I was gonna perform it live.
Just
get it was
to me later.
Great.
Don't worry.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Of course, we have the lovely, the beautiful. You can see him. You know him. You love him. Jordan Brown.
How? Ooh, switching it up. I expected a Lucas there.
And then we've saved the best for last. It is. Lucas Cyprian!
Hey.
Lucas looking fucking sexy as shit over there.
Oh, wow.
Why do you say that, John?
What, I'm attracted to you. What?
That's weird.
No, it's
John,
fine.
Hide your erection.
I'm trying. Brian.
You just hear it flick the desk.
What if this is someone's first time tuning in and this is like they just think the picture that I'm showing now is actually you?
Before they actually are listening, watching to any of this, there's going to be a little clip of them just watching a stink bug trying to rule the world or something. So
it was trying real hard.
I don't even know where he went. I flicked him off and I don't know where he is.
Why would you flick him off? Like, do you think he actually deserved that, Jordan? Come on.
Well,
oh, wow.
He's not dead.
Did you mean the middle finger, Lucas?
No,
you did. He did mean the middle finger. He's giving me that fucking Lucas grin.
The Lucas grin.
The Lucas grin. So you gave the stink bud.
Stink bud.
He gave him the finger.
Hey, stink bud.
I know what stinks. I know what buds stink.
What? Butts do stink.
Buds.
No.
Wow, this one went off the rails real
this
quick.
This one? Just this one?
Yeah, just this one specifically. It's never happened before. Okay.
It's still way
Listen,
too early.
If I had my webcam up, you would have seen some DMX performance.
What?
I bet.
What were you going to do?
I was going to have a song prepared.
He's going to whip out his DDR freaking mat or something. Just go to town.
That would be awesome.
I had background dancers and everything.
What's new high score mean? Did I break it?
What?
Anybody with the reference?
I can't remember, but...
Grandma's Boy.
Oh,
wow.
Yep. Not what I was thinking, but okay.
Please sit on my face!
Jesus Christ.
Hey, so we can't see Brian. Brian, no. Want to tell the world why they can't see you?
I got a new... Listen, to be fair.
Windows 10.
You got a brand new fancy computer that can't call on Skype.
Well, it wasn't brand new, but yeah. I mean, brand new for me. I bought it used, but woo.
For anybody that really wants all the technical mumbo jumbo, it's something going on with Windows 10 because it doesn't know how to write folders because it's inside program files or something on the C drive and it's saying invalid characters and essentially isn't allowing him to install any of the software, which is stupid.
That was
here
a really
we are.
Good summary.
Solid. Yeah.
Short story but, long, it doesn't work.
But man, no, can I get some good FPS and some games?
That's good.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, get them frames.
Wee woo.
Because all we're getting right now from you is one.
The picture?
Yeah. One
frame per second.
0 frames per second.
Well, yeah, one and then just no longer updating.
Infinite.
Brian, question.
Answer.
Tell us, what is your computer? What computer did you get?
Well, and before you shit on me.
No one said anyone's going to shit on you.
Not
well,
you.
Well, disable the comments.
He's saying that literally because John's being John, so...
No. I bought an Alienware. Now,
why do you
normally,
have to like? Now, hang on, everybody else.
Because a pretty large opinion base that buying pre-made computers in general is not worth the money, which is usually
depends.
True.
Depends.
But in this specific instance, cost versus time and everything, I got a very good deal. So
you did.
I'm choking on my drink.
Thanks, John.
Like cost versus time versus color versus usability.
Yeah,
those are actually valid points.
Here, I'll just spec listed off. i7-6700K, GTX 970, 8 gigs of RAM, and a terabyte normal hard drive. Where, whatever. Either way, yeah. Very happy.
Well, how much did you get it for? That's like the next. That's like the next step.
I don't want to say that one.
Why?
Because it there's too many details.
You don't have to give the specifics as to why you got it for that
he
price.
He got a good deal.
It was a good
all
deal.
All matters.
Wow, that's a low price.
Yeah,
it was a low price. Yes,
$400.
That's incorrect.
Oh God, where are you going?
Yeah.
Lucas just wheeled away. Lucas is not, for those listening to audio, Lucas is not in a wheelchair.
Lucas, come back.
I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm in a chair that has wheels.
Not in a wheelchair.
I just was like, Lucas wheeled away.
I picked up a laptop for like $50, and it's actually pretty nice.
What?
Where'd you get that?
Coworker from work.
What's the model? I want to look it
because,
up.
Because, you know, why would he not be at work?
Coworker at work.
It's like, work things. It's a mid-range, like, Dell Latitude something. It's got like an i5 and 4 gigs memory, whatever. Yeah. It's something that I can actually use instead of the old piece of crap that I had that was like entry level for 2009. So,
and before we get too far away, I got it as an Alienware Aurora R5.
Aurora R5!
In a specific configuration.
Is that the model of it? Or?
Yeah, that's what they do. They make, like, they name them.
I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
No.
They name them and then they make a bunch of noises after.
It's almost like a Aurora. Line of, more boring things.
It's the Alienware.
Okay. Whenever you feel like getting that word right.
It reminds me of that fucking, what was the video of the dog?
Was it of a video of a guy who couldn't say Aurora?
No, it was a dog on Ripley's Believe It or Not. No, fuck you. There was a video, Ripley's Believe It or Not, years and years and years ago. I'm trying to talk!
Yeah, so was I, but you like to interrupt everybody.
Okay, there was on Ripley's Believe It or Not. I'm gonna fucking take your asshole and put it over your fucking head like a really stretched out fucking surgical glove.
Oh.
Okay, you can go to jail for that, so let's not.
Okay.
Fuck you, John.
Also, probably a mental ward.
There was on Ripley's.
Speaking of. No!
No!
Go ahead. Go ahead.
On Ripley's Believe It or Not, there was a dog that could supposedly talk, and the owner said, "Oh, he's saying my name. He's saying I love Ira," but that's what it sounded like. He was just going Ira.
Wow, what a fucking
okay.
Story
it would have been better if I said it in the moment and didn't exaggerate this whole fucking thing, Brian.
I have so many segues right now. We talked so much. I have 2 segues.
Go!
Yay!
You got a segue?
How much did those cost? How much did you buy it for?
$0!
The Deal Woo! Podcast.
That's a great price!
Okay. Wow!
Wow, this is fucking insanity. Okay,
I know.
Go ahead,
it's
Jordan.
Like we all took a lot of sugar.
Jordan, what's your segue?
Which one?
The
purple
one.
The one you said, Lunatic Asylum, and I went... Oh, I'm going to one on Sunday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I won't ever see
your family
again.
That sounds...
Bye, Jordan.
That sounds terrible.
Have fun?
No, there's
a... Is it John's fault?
Yes.
How would it be John's fault, you little fucker?
Because he ripped his anus over his head like an internal wedgie.
there's a an old abandoned lunatic asylum nearby me. It's called the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. And they do tours constantly.
Where's that at exactly? Is it in a big city? Because I'm thinking it is,
no,
but I'm not sure if it is.
There's like 2 big cities in West
America.
Virginia. It is in Weston. Well, I guess that's Weston's kind of a decent sized town.
Weston, West Virginia?
Maybe.
Yes.
For some reason, I'm thinking there was something that's in Pittsburgh that's like that, but I can't remember.
Mansville Penitentiary.
Yes. Something like
that. Is that what that is?
The stink bug is now on.
Yeah,
because
I was
going to
go there.
Cord.
Okay. Well, you told me about it, John. That's why I fucking know about it.
I'm going to this place because they do tours all the time. But every once in a while, like maybe once a month, every 2 months, maybe they do quote unquote photography tours where you pay a certain amount of money and you have kind of like,
are you looking at the stink bug?
Yes.
I see him.
You have flies in his mouth.
Oh my God.
It's walking
away. Dude, I think if I saw a stink bug flying in Jordan's mouth, I would vomit. Right on the stream.
I probably would vomit.
I think they smell bad on the outside.
On the outside.
Fuck the joke up. Fuck you.
4 hour photography tour. I can do whatever the hell I want pretty much for 4 hours at this lunatic asylum. And I'm super excited about it. On Sunday.
That sounds terrifying and awesome.
Don't get shankied.
I might get pictures of apparitions, which would be super cool. Does anybody know what an apparition is?
I don't know what that
fucking...
Oh, wait. Oh, Lord. Is it like a fucking... Is it a ghost? Is it a ghost?
Pretty much.
Is it a super sneaky see-through ghost
in
a picture?
That would be an example of an apparition.
It's like whenever they would watch the Scooby-Doo and the bad guy would be like terrorizing the children. And then he would be, oh, you're just a janitor. But then that just raised further questions because why was he running around in a mask freaking out children?
Because he's disturbed. Pedophile.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. You're too kind.
I mean, seriously.
That was your Scooby-Doo trivia from Brian Shoup.
With a guy with a bunch of weed and a talking dog. Shit was fucked up.
Brian, sure they never awesome showed show the weed.
I'm sure they deserved whatever they got.
I never showed it, but they implied it.
Shaggy was a fucking drug addict.
I mean, yeah, look at the guy. Come on.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the... It was like on Adult Swim in like the early 2000s, I think. It was a Scooby-Doo Blair Witch Project parody.
What?
This was put on Cartoon Network.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, like this is real.
Was it like an actual Scooby-Doo thing, or was it like...
It was like shot like a found footage style movie. No. This was Scooby-Doo, like licensed by like Hanna-Barbera or whatever the... You know what I mean?
Hanna-Barbera?
Yeah, that one.
Hanna-Barbera.
It's like 10... It's called The Scooby-Doo Project. I just fucking found it on YouTube.
The Scooby-Doo Project?
I'll put it in the Discord.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to title this podcast.
How are you going to title that? How are you going to title? Spell?
A-U-O-R-A-R-A-R-A.
John, just fucking have a stroke and die already, please.
Why is he picked now? Okay, Brian, finish your story, because, yeah.
The Hanna-Barbera, whatever. What was it?
Hanna-Barbera!
Hanna-Barbera.
I thought it was Hanna-Barbera.
Who the fuck cares?
I mean, it really depends on how you'd feel like enunciating it, but...
Anyway.
Oh my God.
That's really it. I just wasn't sure if you guys heard of it or not.
Oh.
There was no further story. Listen.
Okay.
We
already did that, John. I had a great week. So, yeah, whatever.
Look,
Brian.
I'm going to break his kazoos next time I see him.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will break them, and then I will film it.
John fucking sucks. Good. Okay.
Going to be honest. Jesus. Almost passed out on that one.
John. Good. I will break your kazoos next time I'm at your house.
I'll fucking kill you, Brian, and record.
Then I'll back him up.
I'm gonna fucking break him, John.
No, Brian, I have a knife.
I'm gonna
in my hand right now. I have a knife.
You're gonna watch, and I'm gonna film it, and then you're gonna make you watch the video I film.
That's fucked up. Okay, Lucas, if you don't answer, I'm gonna have to play it again.
Lucas, okay. Tell him. Give him what he wants.
John, I'm trying to. Okay, let's bring it up.
Okay.
You know, you're getting nothing now. So.
Oh, don't take it away from the people.
You blew it.
It was your fault, John. Oh, my God.
Lucas, you're full of them tonight. You're full of the Lucas, Jake.
Except
Jake.
I'm still serious.
Lucas, Jake's. John, are you drunk?
I'm not okay. Oh man!
All right, we'll
we
go
knew
with,
that already.
The first door, drunk.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not drunk though, man. It, this
not
would drunk, be weird.
You're not convincing anybody.
I should do it. I should get drunk next week.
So has or, these last couple podcasts that I haven't been on been like this?
I mean, he's always kind of tooting his horn, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow.
Fucking God.
Lucas, get
Lucas.
Out.
I didn't go on this podcast to get cancer. God damn it.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, really, I mean,
please
what
stop.
You just saw here
please.
Happened a lot.
Yeah, it's happened.
Still happening.
Yeah.
Don't understand it. I never really got any tweets about, you know, like, we all support kazoos. I actually got one that was like, I don't support them, actually.
Oh, well, that person's wrong.
Yeah, well, that's all I have, so...
The person's wrong. He's a Twitter bot.
One.
He's not real.
It's a she.
She's a Twitter bot.
You already talked to her.
She's a botette.
Oh. So, just what? An update on my software.
Oh, problems. Right. We weren't having a total other conversation. That's cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure that's so important. I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead. Actually.
The Logitech webcam software just told me that I need to have at least 256 megabytes of RAM. I don't meet the minimum requirements of 256 megabytes of RAM.
Oh, that's so sad, Brian.
I know.
I guess it was, at least it was sticks, a deal, you know?
I guess those 8 gigabyte sticks were a little smaller. That big old sticker on them said 8 gigs was just wrong.
Fucking liars.
God damn
that's
it.
How you got. That's how you got bamboozled.
That's why I'm voting for Hillary.
No, fuck, no, Brian, back away. We need to back as far away from this as possible. No politics this week.
Isn't she a lizard person
no!
or whatever?
Oh, I see the way this is going.
I mean,
John,
she is a
isn't that what you were saying a lot?
Yeah, she's a lizard person. That's beside the point. Listen, wait, you might think there's no evidence of her being a lizard, but if she releases her medical records, you'll see that she visits the vet regularly.
We need to see her birth certificate. She was born in an incubator.
Little lizard eggs. Do lizards lay
eggs? A wild
eggs?
Turn to the left.
Yes, wizards lay eggs.
Okay, then that's what she came out of.
Can we have a t-shirt that says Hillary is a lizard?
No, but you know what we can have a t-shirt for? Segway! The FPT podcast.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
That is a nice shirt. That is a beautiful shirt. Which brings us to our first sponsor, Printful.
Hillary Clinton.
No.
Actually,
let's
it's
stay
not.
Out of this political.
It's way better than Hillary Clinton. Theprintful.com.
John.
Go ahead.
No, just stay Printful. No, stick with that.
Theprintful.com will take you to a glorious website. We've teamed up with them for a new upcoming shopping experience via Front Page Tech.
We're making a mall.
Yeah. Printful is great, not only if you want to like sell your own merch let's say you're a YouTuber, you can sell merch to your audience, and it's awesome because it's not like... fuck it. I'll just throw names out there. It's not like Spreadshirt where you got to dedicate your time to one website and then they host your shop on their website and it's all. You can have your own shop. You can be in full control of your own shop using whatever platform, most likely, at least the most popular platforms that are out there that you would prefer
shops
to use.
Shops for everybody.
To create your own shop, and then you can integrate Printful and they act as your little factory, right? So you're like, hey man, I'm going to sell this shirt. And instead of you having a stock in your house or in your basement or in your attic or in your garage, just stacks of shirts, you don't have to do that. Printful take care of all
packaging.
Of it for you. They will, of course, they'll print the shirts for you. And you get to keep the monies. You give them some monies. It's a great dealio, which is awesome because let's just put it this way. If you buy a bunch of stacks of shirts and you just lay them all around, right? You might be able to make more money from that, right? But you've already spent a lot of money. So you might be making a little bit more profit off of each shirt, but you spent a lot of money on stocking. Now you don't have to
also
do that.
There's also a chance that if you're on your computer, you tip over one of your pee bottles and it gets on the shirts.
There is that chance, too.
And no one wants to buy the pee bottle.
So instead of getting just a stockpile of shirts, you know, spread the love. you know, link up with Printful, give them some money, and it works out because you save more time. They take care of the shirts. They take care of the stock. They take care of shipping. They take care of everything for you. You ain't got to worry about it. If you want to have your own shop, the Printful.com is the best way to do that. Also, if you just want custom stuff, right? Custom shirts, hats. They got mugs. They got posters. They got leggings now, phone cases. Skirts. They do have dresses. I think I want to get myself a dress. Lucas is wearing an NFPT podcast shirt. You might have to stand up a little
bit. NFPT podcast dress?
I wish you were wearing a podcast dress. That is a lovely NFPT podcast little baseball shirt. Is that the official name for that type of shirt, baseball shirt?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure it's a three-quarters sleeve.
Three-quarters sleeve, because that's all it goes.
I'm going to call it a baseball shirt.
Well, it's the style of the two-toneness makes it like a baseball shirt.
Gotcha. So the awesome part is that we got samples sent to us. That's why Lucas has one of those shirts. Brian has a shirt.
I'm holding mine up now.
Thanks, Brian. Glad we could show everyone. Jordan's getting a shirt. I have a couple shirts.
Do you have your shirts, John?
Not in the office.
It's a hardwired shirt.
Go get them.
Yeah, Brian has a hardwired shirt. We're actually gearing up to launch a shop, a store, and you'll be able to buy all this stuff.
You did mention that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what this is for. Printful is awesome, not only for working with us because we're beautiful, but also because I've worked with the fucking Cafe Press, Spreadshirt, Redbubble. Not only is it easier working with Printful, but the actual quality of the prints is way better. Lucas, do you agree?
I agree.
Look, Brian,
I won't
you
know
agree?
Until later.
Yeah, we got a shirt on the way for you, Jordan.
It does need to make my nipples bleed.
For shirts that won't
That's
make...
a serious problem. It really is, because it's happened to me before.
We're going to talk about that in a second. See, for shirts that won't make your nipples bleed, go to theprintful.com.
See, I was making a joke, but George made it real.
And of course, thank you to Printful for sponsoring the FPT podcast. Okay.
He brought it back down to reality.
Fucking Jordan, what are you talking about?
Marathons and like 5K running stuff.
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
There was a moment when I was training for the half marathon, like... There was actually there were a couple runs that I actually put band-aids on them.
Oh,
I put.
Do you have
Band-Aids
a hairy
on...
chest, Jordan?
No,
that's good. That would have sucked.
Yeah, I mean, they're just band-aids.
Nah.
If his nipples were hairy, the band-aids would have pulled off the hairs.
What if I shave my nipple hair?
Just the nipples, though. It's just like a circle of.
Jordan, are you it's insecure actually a about face. Your nipple hair?
Am I what?
Insecure.
No.
Nipple hair.
Everybody has nipple
That's
hair.
Really... Jordan, that kind of makes me feel... Like, I want to hug you. I feel bad.
Because I have nipple hair?
No.
John, do you have nipple hair?
Bled. Yeah, I have nipple
it
hair.
It happens to lots of people that actually run and
Yeah, I
active.
Wouldn't know anything about that, so...
John, do your nipples bleed whenever you're just sitting at your computer editing really hard?
Yeah.
Like lactating.
The friction of your wrist movement?
Yeah, they just start
it's like
bleeding.
Just,
causes like, quite the most delicate movements in his shirt as he's just going back and forth.
John was born with glass nipples, everybody.
Like he went like this. What the fuck? I raised my arm for those that aren't watching.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, fuck. So
Speaking of new websites.
Go ahead.
I finally have mine up and running.
What is
Do
it?
You?
I'm
now I have to go
now.
Visit. Now I have to go visit.
There's,
I'll pull it up on the podcast two. Because fuck it. I think I can. I might be lying.
It's
I might
not jordanbrown.com. I checked.
It's jordanbrown.photography.
Shit.
Or jordanbrownphotography.com.
jordanbrownphotography.jordanbrown.
jordanbrown.photography is the actual domain.
Custom domain.
That's correct.
Because Jordan's cool.
One. Thanks, one and one.
No.
It's finally... Just the homepage is up and running, but there's more to come. My photography website, obviously. I talked about it last week, and I didn't get it up for Sunday for when the podcast went live for people to see. So it's live now.
For public.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I was like...
Yeah. I was like, oh, I have a website up, hopefully by the time this goes public, and I didn't. I had the WordPress server running and stuff, but now I figured out how to use the theme, which was like near impossible, but I finally got it. And the theme is incredible. It's the coolest thing ever. Every time you refresh the home page, the pictures are aligned in a random order.
That's cool. We're showing it on stream right now. If you're interested.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah. We're doing it live.
Fuck it, we're doing it live.
That's awesome.
Saturday night.
So JordanBrown.photography?
That is correct.
Jordan, why didn't you shoot for...
We'll link it down in the description.
Why didn't you shoot for Jordan.Brown?
Because, why? That doesn't tell you anything.
Or a more profitable one, Jordan.BrownPhotography.
What did you just say?
Nah.
Oh.
Jordan.BrownPhotography.
Ew.
That's a good one.
I don't get it.
That reminds me of poop.
I like the domain because it's jordanbrown.photography.com. So like email addresses can be like at jordanbrown.photography,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool.
Which we set up, right? You have that, right?
Yes, you did. Contact at jordanbrown.photography.
Everyone go like send Jordan emails.
At Jordan.
Go ahead.
Brown.
Are they set up?
Photography.
It would just be weird. Yeah, none of the other pages work. I said just the home page. But
I can't believe that actually worked.
There's two links.
Frozen. Why is Jordan frozen?
Oh no.
Okay, now he's not frozen. It's like he went, oh no, and Skype was like, oh shit.
there's two links over there that redirect.
Uh-oh.
I got disconnected from Discord. That's cool.
What is happening?
Oh good. This is so funny.
Because
y'all are separated, but Jordan's still talking. We're still good on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh,
did everyone get disconnected from Discord?
I can hear them now.
Okay, now I can hear Jordan. Okay.
I was saying, there's two links on the page that actually redirect to, I have a Pixie Set website that clients can order from and stuff, and my Alami stock photo store. And then all my social links. Boom. Except I don't know why LinkedIn is still there. I thought I got rid of that. Even though it just goes to LinkedIn.com.
God damn it.
Y'all don't need to know about my LinkedIn profile. That has nothing to do with my photography.
Now that's all they're going to go digging for. JordanBrown.photography if you guys are interested. What, Brian?
And the email for everybody was contact@JordanBrown.photography, correct?
That's correct.
All right.
Oh, God.
And Jordan, I got my printer working. Your photo printer.
Ooh. HDR. How lovely.
I figured out HDR on my new camera, and it's awesome.
That's pretty fucking fancy.
Photoshop is incredible.
That's pretty fucking fancy. I for the first time in my whole life, I have cracked my phone screen.
Yeah, no
oh,
shit.
Oh, no.
Tell them
no.
how you did it.
Sucks to suck.
It fell out of my wiener costume.
you wanna speak on that at all?
Was it on Monday?
It was.
When we should have done the podcast?
If we would have done the podcast, I probably would have prevented it. Yeah. Only you can prevent your phone screen not cracking. It's very sad.
No.
It fell out.
You
of...
want to prevent the screen from cracking.
That's what I said.
Prevent it from not. No, you said prevent it from not cracking.
Oh, well, I'm an idiot.
Yes.
Sorry.
I fell in my wiener costume, and I don't know.
That just sounds funny, though.
Wait,
yeah,
fell in the wiener costume?
No.
Or the phone? Because that's what it sounded like when you just said.
No, there's a big difference. No, the phone fell out of my weenie.
Okay.
If you missed it, Monday show, I was wearing a weenie costume. Yeah. I was wearing that even not on the show, and it fell out of the thing. Hot dog, yeah.
A hot dog.
It was a hot dog. And that happened, and it's very sad. And now I am forced to get a new phone. Because I can't handle this. So.
What if you just got the screen replaced, John?
Nah. Brian?
What, John?
Say it's okay.
Get a new phone.
Lucas, say it's okay. Okay, fuck you. Jordan!
No.
This is his turn on. He wants it.
I guess it's okay.
Okay, good.
You should get the LG G5.
No.
Dude, the segues today.
I know.
I just have so many stories
because like we had like 2 weeks worth of time almost.
That's what a podcast is now only every other week.
I have stories for days.
Lucas won't let that slide. Go ahead.
No.
Emily, my girlfriend, has an LG G5. She's had one for a couple weeks now, and I love it from what I played with it. She likes it, takes good pictures, and I honestly kind of really like the battery thing. Because it when you buy like another battery, it comes like in this like like a little case thing. And like,
and you fucking load that shit like a shotgun.
It's super cool. Yeah, like you load it in and then you charge it. And one, it can become like an external battery, like an external charger for you, a portable battery charger, I guess. Or like what she does, which I think is super cool, is that she doesn't ever have to charge her phone. She just pops the battery out, pops it in, done, good to go. I mean, I know that's you could have done that with any phone that had removable batteries in the past.
Right.
It's just LG kind of made it easier to do.
Well,
not a plug.
This
a paid endorsement.
Yeah, I mean, we have worked with LG before, but this is not one of those times.
Yes.
I would definitely take a G5, though. I'm not against that. It's sad, though, that they like it didn't work out enough for them, and they're not doing another modular phone.
But. Remember all those friends and all the things they sold with it?
Here's the thing. I didn't even know the G5 was a modular phone. Like when she
got it.
That's
the worst thing about it, yeah.
Then just don't buy the modules. Like that's the thing that the modules don't make it a shitty phone. Just the fact that the phone itself is awesome. The modules, who gives a shit? Just don't buy them.
Well, it sucks that a really nice feature on the phone is not going to be supported, mostly because it didn't sell that well.
Well, it's just a damn shame.
The
average consumer doesn't think twice about any of that stuff. They don't give a fuck. They just want it to work. And when LG's investing all this money into all these fucking friends and no one buys the friends, that's what happens.
Is that what it's called? Friends?
Yeah.
I know, right?
I didn't know about any of this. Like, it was just, it's an awesome phone that she has. And I love it. Like, it's way better. She had the original Droid Turbo, which was okay for like 6 months. And the last year and a half has just been awful for her.
Then it should.
It was awful.
I'm so sorry.
Get an LG G5 or whatever the fuck you want. An S7 Edge. It's awesome.
Hey,
LG G3?
Pixel if you're on Verizon or Google Fi.
You should get a Note 7.
They don't make them anymore, John.
Too soon.
Boom. That's goes the dynamite.
That's a pretty terrible laugh, Brian. And Jordan.
I sent you an email.
An email?
Yeah.
What is that?
To your fancy email address is what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's going to get forwarded to my Gmail, so.
I sent you a Gmail.
Why? Why would you email me?
Well, I was excited about it.
Hey, question for everyone listening, watching.
Answer, fuck you.
Free stuff is good, yes?
Sure.
Is this an ad segue?
This is an ad segue.
I feel like we just did one.
Segue game's been on fire today.
I know.
You gotta work on your.
You guys
segment.
Like free stuff?
Fuck you! They do like free stuff!
Hey, I got your email, Brian.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting things, how about getting things for free?
Okay.
Frontpagetech.net/node giveaway will give you a chance to enter a bunch of different ways to get yourself a Node Extreme PC. I don't know the specs of it, but it's like an i7 for 34 core.
John.
Not a 34 core. 88 gigs of RAM.
Just quit freaking yelling.
I got the
specs right in front of me, man.
I'll just go over here. 88 gigs of RAM.
Okay, actually, no, it's 16 gigs of RAM.
Screaming.
DDR4, 2133 megahertz. I almost said millihertz, and that would be really fucking slow.
2133 millipedes.
No. 6700K i7. GTX 1080. What else do you want?
Extreme.
It's actually a really nice computer.
Or a MacBook if that's the way you want to go, and then you're an idiot. Frontpagetech.net/no giveaway.
At least you get that cool touch bar thing.
No, I don't think this is a new one.
No, it's no. And that's a topic.
You won't get a touch bar.
You don't want that fucking shit anyway. How about that shit?
How about that shit?
Brian, don't compare it to a Twizzler, okay?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Okay.
So, okay, let's talk about this.
So it's a Twizzler.
A
I sent Jordan. It's about the email I sent him. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Personal, oh. Personal stuff.
I was confused. I thought you were comparing a MacBook to a Twizzler.
You guys talking about each other's really Twizzlers?
Yeah.
The pull and peels.
Yeah, they're delicious. You can twist them around. Put your put them in your butt.
Okay.
I question the way you eat things, Brian.
That's how I'm losing so much weight, man. I'm putting food up my butt, and it's coming through my stomach and coming out
my
mouth.
I couldn't tell because I can't see you, Brian.
It's so thin. You can't even see it on the webcam.
Did we tell people that the picture on the webcam is not actually Brian?
That's me. I tan.
Well, who is that, by the way?
I got a perm. I don't know. I think it was Dr. Skype. I don't remember.
Dr. Steve Skype. Come on. Dr. Steven Skype. Remember this.
Sorry, everybody. Fucking sorry.
Dr. Steven Skype.
Fuck it. Anyway, that new MacBook, man.
It's terrible,
huh? What a turd.
I mean.
Turd sandwich.
And I love my MacBook, but man, that keyboard feels like you're typing out a bunch of Tic Tacs, but it's not even. Like.
Well, here's the thing,
Maybe you should get that new Razer Blade or whatever it is that actually has like an integrated mechanical keyboard.
No, I don't
laptop.
Want that.
An SD
like
card
the,
reader.
I like the chiclet style.
Like, what reader, kind right. of fucking world do we live in where we're like, you should get that computer because it has an SD card.
Yeah,
fucking
it's because
Apple.
I have to buy shit like this.
Well
that's SD cards.
Here's the just think about it. You cannot plug your iPhone into the new MacBook Pro.
See, this kind of goes on the whole thing that they should have
went
with
USB-C.
USB-C for the iPhone, and this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
Didn't they put USB-C on all the new MacBooks and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all
they
there is.
They put four of them on the higher end ones.
And a normal headphone jack. So you have to use two different sets of headphones if you have an iPhone and the new MacBook. Hey,
John, I think you might be bringing back one of your favorite episodes. The Front Page Tech. Dongle, dongle, dongle.
Yeah, for fucking real.
You know the sad part? Brian and I just watched that like 2 days ago.
Yeah, we
probably
watch all of our old stuff.
Probably because this MacBook
again.
Came out.
That's, we watch all of our old stuff.
That's how you know our
like
friendship is really sad.
Yeah, like, I appreciate that. Just talk over me. I love it.
Okay, that's fine.
To be fair, it's happening, John, all night. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
You wonder why I have to scream.
It's true. We do pull that on ourselves.
Okay.
So, the funny thing is, like, okay, they pulled this shit with the MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it's expensive, and it's like, it's okay, you know, it's pretty.
I mean, for a Mac, though, it's actually pretty, like, fairly priced.
No, well, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a premium product. But then when you slap the word Pro on it, and you're actually taking shit away, and people are used to like your pro model being actually semi-pro.
Everything.
You like, are you not paying attention? What is happening at Apple right now? They all are so high.
They're huffing a lot of paint.
Like,
crowd in the break room and huffing spray paint.
What new ways can we fuck our community with?
I just don't understand. Like,
they're all just missing Stev.
Like, okay, so after every new iPhone came out after, like, the fucking iPhone 4S, everyone was like, oh, man, if Steve Jobs were alive. But none of that was all like, you know, fuck you, dude. It's fine. But this, for real, though, this time, if Steve Jobs was alive, he would be so fucking pissed.
John, he's rolling in his grave.
John, let's be clear. You don't know what you're talking about. Them removing all the ports on it and you have to buy a new one when the battery dies? John, that's brave.
It's courage.
It's courage.
Yeah, it's courage.
There's
bro.
No way to charge when the MacBook Pro 2 comes out next year and it has no charging ports and you have to buy a new one when the battery dies. You'll be looking at me and being like, damn, he was right.
I like...
Wait. What's the whole theory behind that? I'm a little confused.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay.
Saying that, like, because they keep taking shit away, so next year you won't even be able to charge it just to buy another one.
They... honestly say that, or people have said that it's brave that they lost a headphone jack. It's brave that they got rid of
Brian,
the ports on the Pro.
Apple said that when they, during the event where they were like, during the iPhone 7 event, they said it took courage to remove the headphone jack. It's their words.
I don't
except
think
they didn't
they,
take it away from the MacBook
to say
Pro.
That.
I, what do you mean you don't think they're allowed?
I don't think they're allowed to be the ones to call if it's brave or not.
Yeah, it's like... anyone that's been considered brave, I don't think I got it from them.
You know,
I'm brave.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty brave. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't see like HP doing it, but like, I mean, we did it.
So, like, right.
You know, we're pretty brave guys.
If they want to say something about themselves, they can say ballsy.
Some
well, yeah,
is it,
yeah.
Is that like the same
or,
kind of bravery?
Fucking retarded. That one too.
All right.
Is that, is that the same bravery as like Kylie Jenner?
Oh,
buckle up, buckaroos.
That's Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn.
What'd you say?
Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner. She. That's a real person, right? I've heard that name.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kylie, if you're listening. I know you. I believe you're a real person. I just don't know you.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Wait, is her mother dad Bruce? Caitlin?
John, I don't
what?
Know.
These are normal questions, all right?
Yes.
No,
yes,
they're not.
Yes, yes. No, they are, actually.
I totally threw us.
Her parents are.
On this opposite.
Jordan's right fault.
Wait. No.
Opposite not, track.
Not going to ask that question. That'd be a little too much.
No,
no go ahead. Ask
let's
it.
Try to no. switch back to
you
the
you think no. he still has it?
Who? What?
Never mind.
No,
okay, so good. Let's go back to
the
MacBook.
That's
trying
the point.
To avoid the question.
Does the MacBook have dongles?
I don't know. No. Does he?
What?
Yeah. It's called
oh,
an
MacBook.
iPad.
Okay.
I don't know what you're laughing at this point, so I'm just gonna roll
I'm
with it.
I'm trying to recover, but I can't.
But
well,
I can't.
Think about
don't
South
depend
Park.
On your.
Okay.
Depends on your dongles.
Right.
Okay.
Some. I mean, sometimes you think you need a specific dongle, but really inside it's another one.
That you have to buy from Apple for $400.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh shit.
Oh, every time you go into an Apple store, you kiss Tim Cook on the knuckles.
On the knuckles?
That's oddly specific.
Well, he holds out his fist and he thanks Tim.
Kiss
thanks
it.
For the dongle.
So basically,
thanks,
he's like just softly punching you in the mouth.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely like a pack of wolves.
Wait,
what is even happening?
They have to intimidate the lesser of the pack into following.
Oh man!
Wow, what?
This,
listen,
so
I
let's
bring
never
us here.
Do
I'm
this on a Thursday again, huh?
So how about the Surface?
What about that? Oh fuck
book.
Yeah, man! Fuck yeah! Okay,
the
so
table
to
booter?
So to recap real quick, Apple, go fuck yourself. Which
Microsoft.
Is weird for me to
hey.
Say, but I'm serious, man. Go fuck yourself. Apple's
hey,
a person,
hey,
by the way.
How you doing, Microsoft? What's up?
Microsoft definitely impressed me, and Apple was just kind of... And you know the sad thing is? Apple's not going to fucking learn until people stop buying their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, at the end of the day, they don't make shit. They don't make bad shit. It's just not smart shit.
And people still buy it.
There you go.
So yeah, people stop being stupid people. You hear?
Yeah.
You hear?
Okay, yeah. Surface Studio. Fucking, yeah, huh? Everybody? Well, yeah?
The studio, I'm okay with.
Dude, as soon as I saw the wheel, I came.
The wheel's... I don't know how I feel about the wheel.
It's called a dial.
Whatever, dial.
It shouldn't be called a dial.
Is it actually called, like, the Surface
it's
dial?
It's called the Surface dial.
Is that what it's called? Okay, I'm not... Being
great.
I had to look up what you guys were talking about, and that's awesome.
Okay.
I love it. Wow.
It's really cool.
Wowzers.
Jordan would be the greatest reporter.
just looked it up. Pretty good.
No, I love it. Wow.
Much good, yes.
That's his entire review.
Many, many fast.
Oh, geez. Look at it go.
Oh, my.
Okay. Lucas, what's your opinion of Surface Studio? You said meh.
I don't think it's bad. I think for $3,000 it could be better, spec-wise. I mean, it's not all about specs. I mean, the design is awesome.
Strap a 1080 to the back of it.
But it's $3,000.
I just pictured Brian taking a Surface Studio and fucking tying a 1080 like how Sid did in Toy Story to Buzz. Just fucking light it. Okay.
Jesus, John.
I'm fine.
Wow.
I'm fine.
Okay.
So you like the Surface Studio, but you wish it had a little more oomph for your bucks.
Yeah, that'd just be a little cheaper.
Yeah, or be a little the current.
Don't make a joke. With the don't. Current, don't.
With low
no,
less price.
No.
All right. I'm a fucking mess.
I think this entire podcast is a mess. Don't feel bad,
Brian. You are a co-owner of a Surface Book.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the updated one? Woo fast.
Woo woo fast.
Okay, good.
The one we got is fine. It's sitting folded up on the desk right now. She's playing The Sims 4 on my old computer, so she can't hear shit. She's got it sound noise canceling headphones. Oh, there she goes. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, she said hi back. It's all good.
Hi. Yeah, so I'm all like, okay, the Surface Book, that's cool. I mean, I used Bridget's, Brian's girlfriend's. And it's really nice. Surface Studio, fucking tits. The design is great. The thing looks like it's in the future.
You just don't need it.
We are in the future. The dial is also cool. Would I use it? Probably not, because I'm too lazy to remember to put my hand on it, but it is.
He would just
cool.
use like a desktop, just have a mouse and keyboard plugged in.
I think it's awesome. Like Lucas said though, it's just something that we wouldn't need.
It's I mean, expensive. It really depends, because obviously the Surface Book and the Surface Studio. I mean, from what I saw, it looked like they were trying to utilize it in like Adobe applications and stuff. So if Adobe like does a bunch of really cool, awesome stuff with it, cool. Who else is in? Who else is going to keep using it? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Adobe updated Creative Cloud today. Lucas pointed out. And it's cool. It works very well.
2017.
Yeah. The first
it's
time.
It's not 2017 yet.
Right. It's like cars. That wasn't even a joke. Come on.
I think he's laughing Lucas in my face probably.
That was such a Lucas. cars.
Yeah, I said it like that. Yeah, like cars. Slightly developed like heaviest jaw in the world, southern accent. Why are you? God.
John, I know your phone probably went off from a Facebook alert. Check it later.
My phone didn't go off. You know I have to click on that now, right?
Okay.
Because you told me not to?
Well, I figured you... I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
What?
Oh, man.
Jesus, Brian.
Can we show that?
Right.
It was a joke. But I don't know where... I just fucking saw it. I don't know.
Here we go. I'll show it on the podcast. I need to lower my brightness.
There. I got it.
You got it.
There you go. Okay. So, I know it's early, but should we wrap up? Should we let Jordan get some shut-eye?
We should probably fucking call it
a
day.
One more thing.
What's up, Lucas? Oh, fucking Steve Jobs! One more thing!
Jesus.
Go ahead.
Today.
Marks.
2 years of the FBT podcast.
Woo! Oh, man. I wish I was better prepared. Jesus. Hang on.
Like today as in November 3rd or like today?
As in like 2 days ago, actually.
Okay.
November 1st.
Okay, hang on. 1st. I'm going to take... hang on. I have a bunch of...
That was a show.
I have
can
a bunch of candy wrappers
John
in my trash can.
You can find John at John_Prosser on Twitter. You can find me at...
Kid Fetty!
Did you just throw trash all over yourself?
Yeah.
Like Danny DeVito and Always Sunny.
Okay.
I'm the trash man.
Wow.
Okay.
That is all.
Have a good week, everybody. Goodbye.
Whoa. Proper outro. Come on.
You can follow me on Twitter.
There you go.
At John_Prosser. Brian. By you.
At B Shoop with 4 O's. I just got 3,000 followers. Woo.
Yay, die. What about you, Jordan?
Die.
At Jordan Zero.
And Jordan's new website,
also,
JordanBrown.photography.
Follow me on Instagram.
Follow him on
at
Instagram.
Jordan Zero.
Oh, die.
Which is Jordan 011, unfortunately.
Oh.
Aw.
Okay.
I know, it's very
Lucas?
Sad.
At Lucas Cyprian.
I hope you had a good week, everybody. And I hope you have a good night. Bye.
Later.